Good morning and welcome on this Family Ministry Sunday. I welcome each of you who have joined us in person and those of you who are worshiping with us online. We are glad each one of you is a part of this worship service. Today, our worship service will be led by our children and youth. You are in for a treat. Joining me in leading worship is Allie Hall, Kaylin, Leland, Ryan, Grace, Connor, Mason, Caroline, Jackson, and Sydney. Our liturgical dancers will be Caroline, Grace, Mason, and Marin. With music provided by the talented Caroline Taylor and Ryan Falkenberry, and First Kids Choir, directed by Abby Mercer. Today, the offering will not be collected in our offering plates. You are invited to use the wooden boxes at the back of the sanctuary to place your offering in the boxes before you leave worship today. You can place your attendance card or prayer card in there as well. Also, if you are still preparing your pledge, the estimate of giving card for 2025, we encourage you to place it in the wooden box as well. That will kind of keep our ministries alive for 2025. So thank you for giving. Our time change will take place next Sunday, so please take a note of that. Our clocks will fall back 1 hour. Next Sunday is also All Saints Sunday. You will have an opportunity to recognize those. We will honor those and remember those who have been lost throughout the year, this year, and also all of our loved ones. You will have an opportunity to light a candle for any loved one that you would like to include in that service. Alpha Brass Concert will also take place next Sunday, a very full and wonderful day. Come at 3 o'clock. You'll have an opportunity to go to lunch. Come back for the concert here in the sanctuary. You will be blessed. Our pathway. We honor God when we are living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. Let us stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. Thank you. As you return to your seats, we will center our hearts for worship with the music from Caroline Taylor and Ryan Falkenberry.
Gather today to worship the one who created us, the one who equips us, with joyful hearts let us worship God.
Good morning. I'm Allie Hall, the Director of Family Ministries, and I'm sure when you picked up your bulletin today, you noticed two little strips of paper in them, so I'd like to explain those really fast. So coming up next, we actually have our third grade Bible presentation, and right now we only have one third grader who wished to participate, and so I was thinking about ways to make it really special, but the thing was, I had already given Leland a Bible. Because months ago, we were doing an activity downstairs in our first kids' class called Bible Buddies. And the kids got red and blue strips just like this, and they got to decorate them. And the blue had question marks, and those were for you to mark spots in the Bible that you were confused by, that you wanted to talk to a grown-up about, and just learn more about, things that kind of stumped you, which, if you've read the Bible, is a lot. And then the red ones, they got to draw hearts on them, and that represented the things in the Bible that they really, really loved and wanted to remember. And so this was just supposed to be a quick Bible verse activity that helped us kind of learn how to read the Bible, but the thing was, Leland did it all night long. Every game, every other craft, he skipped. He just wanted to sit with his Bible and read it and mark it. And I wasn't going to say no to that, because how amazing is that? And so he asked at the end of the night, could he take that Bible home and keep doing it? And so naturally I said, yes, please. Yes, you can do that. And so I knew that coming up, I was going to have to present him with a different Bible to make it a little extra special. And so I actually picked my own personal favorite kids' Bible to present him with today, just to make this a little bit special for Leland. So if you want to come on up. He decided to make it special all by himself. I didn't have to work this hard, I guess. All right. King Solomon advised his son, "My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for the length of days and years of life, abundant welfare they will give you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight."
Leland, receive the word of God. Learn its truth. Here, God reveals who we are. Here, God leads us, strengthens us, and gives us purpose. Here, God grants wisdom far beyond what any human can provide.
I receive this Bible with my hands, my mind, and my heart.
Let us join together. Gracious God, thank you for your word. I accept it and treasure it as a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Thank you for every person who has loved me, prayed for me, and invested in my spiritual development. Multiply the wisdom, skill, and faith you have shared through them. May it live and grow in me and in every person I influence. For the honor and glory of your name, amen.
be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We'll shout out your praise.
Dear Lord, you who was, who is, and is to become, we worship your name on this day. Thank you for your promises that are true every morning. We praise you for the wonderful deeds in our lives. Your grace has enabled us to gather here for worship. We glorify your name for always being there for us. You promise to never leave us or forsake us. May you help us to worship you in truth and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I'd like to invite all of the children down for our children's moment. Can you open up our bag for us today? Could you guess what it was? No, I thought this one might be a little tricky. What's that? Do you remember what it's called? What is it?
Stethoscope.
Stethoscope, very good. And did you see the stethoscope at a grocery store? No? Where would you see a stethoscope, Caroline?
At a hospital or like doctor's office?
Yeah, that's right. Who knows what a stethoscope does?
It listens to your heartbeat.
Very good. All right. What I want to do is I want to get all of us to try something. I want to see if we can get really quiet, put your hand over your heart, and see if you can feel your heartbeat. One, two, three. Can you feel it? Pretty tricky. Maybe some of you can and some of you can't, right? It's pretty tricky. That's why we need things like this. And this actually works. I checked it out yesterday. It actually works to hear a heartbeat. Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm at gym and I get like really like breathing hard, I can actually see my heart beating.
Yeah. That's beating really fast. That is. But you know what? Just like doctors use these to listen to our hearts, God listens to our hearts, too. Who can tell me what we've been learning all month long at First Kids?
I am known.
Very good. I am known. That's right. And we've been learning this last week that God knows our true feelings and that God is big enough to handle all of our feelings. So even when we're mad or we're sad or we're lonely or we're happy and we're grateful and we're excited, God knows the true feelings inside of our hearts, right? So we're going to be talking, we've only got one more thing left in our I Am Known series, and then we'll be done. But we've learned a lot being known by God, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about on Wednesday, but we'll also have our movie night. So you get to come to church. You get to come to church in your costume on Sunday, get to come to church in your jammies on Wednesdays, but we've got a movie night coming up that I'd love to see you guys at. But right now, we're going to head back to our seats and continue on with our worship.
Lord, there is no one like you among the gods, and there are no works like yours. All the nations you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord, and will honor your name. For you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God. Psalm 86, verse 6 through 10.
Jesus called a little child to come to him. He stood the child in front of the followers. Then he said, "The truth is, you must change your thinking and become like little children. If you don't do this, you will never enter God's kingdom. The greatest person in God's kingdom is whoever is the one who makes himself humble like this child. Whoever accepts a little child like this in my name is accepting me. This is God's word for God's people today. Thanks be to God."
I have a quiz for us today, and I want you to shout it out if you know the answer to these. So these are slogans, and they happen to be for foods, so while we're all salivating over the different foods, but see if you can identify them. It's finger-licking good. KFC chicken. Yeah, very good. Okay, you're off to a good start. Have it your own way. Burger King. Yeah, do any of you kids know these too? Yeah. How about eat fresh? Subway. Yeah. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell. Yeah, there's a Taco Bell fan over here. Love it. You deserve a break today. You know? No? It was McDonald's! Good job! Yes, McDonald's started that one. It melts in your mouth, but not in your hand. M&M's, yeah. Betcha can't eat just one. Lay's potato chips. They're great. Frosted Flakes. And they are the inspiration for today. They're great. You probably recognize this, the Frosted Flakes box. A picture from the front of it, that's what it looks like today. It's been around since 1951. And Tony the Tiger has become quite a mascot and representative for the Kellogg's brand. He's used in many different things. In fact, there's a Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. It's a college football game in Dallas, Texas, El Paso, Texas, that's always played New Year's Eve. And so that started in 2019 and has continued, known as the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. So there is a lot. I found very interesting, you know, the voice of "they're great," right? And so that voice that most of us recognize, he's no longer living now, but for 47 years, the voice of Tony the Tiger was Thurl Ravenscroft. He is also the voice that recorded "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch," which we'll be hearing a lot of soon, right? As we enter into the holiday season. But what intrigued me about this is we heard from Connor in his Psalm 96, we heard about being great and how God is great. The Psalm praises our God as a great God. And then we heard from Mazen, who offered to us from our Matthew passage, Matthew 18, that in order to be great, that the greatest in the kingdom of God. And so we heard about those two being greats. And I want to focus primarily on the second one. Because you see, as the disciples were traveling along, the disciples didn't get it. They didn't get who was great. And let me set the context for you because it's very, very interesting where the disciples had been with Jesus. In Matthew chapter 17, just the chapter before, they had gone up to the mountaintop, and there Peter, James, and John had joined Jesus on the mountaintop for the transfiguration, where they also saw Elijah and Moses standing with Jesus. A powerful event. They also, when they came back down, there was a father there of a demon-possessed boy, and he said, "You know, your disciples just couldn't help me at all." And Jesus called the demon out of the boy. And then, as they're trying to get to Capernaum from the Mount from Tabor, the Mount of Transfiguration, over to Capernaum along the Sea of Galilee, there was a question about, well, do you pay taxes? And so Jesus sent the disciples down to the Sea of Galilee to catch a fish, and this particular fish had a coin in its mouth enough to pay Caesar their taxes and Jesus's as well. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. But those are mighty acts, miraculous acts, powerful acts. And that's what the disciples had focused on. I mean, can you imagine the conversation back up to Capernaum, all the way up that hill from the Sea of Galilee? There had to be all kinds of discussion about who is great and who's going to be recognized alongside Jesus. They'd already had this conversation once, but it was ongoing. They wanted to be great, to achieve great status. That was going to be important in Jesus' kingdom, for them to have status in the kingdom of God. They didn't get it. They didn't understand. Being so focused on their own status, they had missed what Jesus had been teaching, what he had been talking about. They didn't understand truly what it meant to be a part of God's kingdom and what a spirit would be like in that kingdom. And we're not so different. I mean, we work really hard. Our definition of being great in this world is that we have tried, we have achieved the extraordinary amount of work. We have just been extremely successful. Then we're great, right? It's about what we can do. We too have missed the point, Jesus's point. It's not about what we achieve. You see, Jesus reminds us it is not a competition, it is a condition. Jesus instead says, you have to be like a child. Jesus calls them to be like children, and that's kind of hard to understand. I mean, you think, what does that mean? I want you to kind of set the stage for you. There is a 20-foot person standing before you that just towers over you, and the person weighs 950 pounds. And they walk right up in front of you, face to face, and they pick you up under your arms, and they rocket you into the air 10 feet high. And they catch you, and when they catch you, they swing you down between their legs, and they rocket you back up into the sky, and they pretend they're going to not catch you. Would you laugh and giggle through all that? Yeah! Oh, yay, Teddy! Yeah, that sounds fun, right? The difference between a child and an adult terrifies us, the thought of that. Children have an amazing gift of trusting those that they know love them. Trusting completely. The difference, see, that's kind of counterintuitive to what the adults say, I've got to stay in control. No way am I letting anybody throw me into the air. Right? I've got to stay in control. I've got to do this. I will mobilize myself. Thank you very much. Instead of that blanket trust that comes from a child. That's what Jesus is talking about. He's not saying that the children have a special faith. It's not saying you have to have faith of a child. Children are still learning about their faith. But they do know how to trust those that they love. And you see, this passage in Jesus' time, children were the most, the weakest, the most incapable, the most underprivileged person, the most powerless individual in that time. The one who actually had power were the adult males. Now, the Israelites during Jesus' time very much valued children, but they valued them as children for the fact that they were additional hands to work for the family. Someone who could grow into that. That's how a child was valued. But you see, instead, Jesus is saying, be like a child. You see, when a child wakes up and gets out of bed. They're ready to be fed. They're ready to be led by those that they love and look up to. They will move through their day until it's time to go back to bed. Following the ones they love, being cared for by the ones they love. That's what Jesus is talking about. Saying, keep your eyes on Christ. Stay focused and trust Jesus. Have any of you ever, as a child, remember being lost in a store? Kids, have any of you ever been lost in a store? Yeah, I was once. It's a terrifying thing. I was just following the wrong set of legs. You know how that is. You're only this high, and all you see is somebody's legs in front of you. Well, I got lost. I was terrified, began to cry. Somebody took pity on me and said, I will help you find your mom. And I went along with this person, and finally, sure enough, there was mom, and mom said, you don't need to worry. I can't imagine she hadn't missed me, but she said, I would never have left without you, you know, and so, but then she knelt down, and she said, somehow, always remember, all you have to do is keep your eyes on me. That's right. Keep your eyes on me. That's what Christ is talking about. We are to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, the one who loves us, the one we can trust completely. That's who is the greatest in the kingdom of God. That is what we know as being great. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for these examples today leading our worship of those who are great in your eyes. May we offer our trust just as Teddy offers his trust to those he loves. Amen. The children would join me at this time for our response. Yes or no? Yes? Let us join together in our response with all my heart. With all my soul.
I love you, Jesus.
With all my mind.
I love you, Jesus.
With all my strength.
I love you, Jesus.
Above all created things in heaven or on earth,
we love you, Jesus.
Thank you. My sin was before me. I was swallowed by pride. But out of the darkness, you brought me to your light. You showed me new mercy and opened up my eyes. From the day you saved my soul,
God is greater than our hearts, and He knows our thoughts. Psalm 320.
The grace of Lord Jesus Christ, God's love, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.